You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm News Team Correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by Quentin Miller, candidate for Buncombe County Sheriff. Welcome.
Thank you.
Quentin sat down with us back in the spring before the primary, and we're so glad to have you back in the studio again for an update on how the campaign's going and what you're thinking about here as we get towards the end of the election season. So, if you don't mind, would you introduce yourself and remind listeners why you decided to run for sheriff?
Yes, thank you for having me. Again, my name is Quentin Miller. And as you know, I'm a candidate to become the next sheriff here in Buncombe County. I would like to tell you I was born and raised here in Buncombe County, played football at Asheville High School, and would later join the United States Army, where I served for 11 years as a military policeman. I spent 25 years at the Asheville Police Department in I have retired now as of July 1, so that's been something different than the last time I was here, so I've actually retired now. The other thing is, I've told everyone, again, I've been married to my lovely wife, Karen, for 32 years. We have 6 kids, 9 grandkids, and I always tell everyone it's one on the way, but that's a grandchild, so I just want to put that out. We fostered over 100 kids during our time. But most importantly, about the campaign, it's about community of we. And it's about how do we join the community with the local government and law enforcement as that community of we. And how do we work together to solve and strategize to help solving our issues that, you know, we're faced with in our community, which can and will include the opiates crisis. It includes how do we keep our schools safe. And again, I've told everyone, it's not about so much of the crisis, it's about the solutions. And the solutions begin with how do we, again, function as that community of we.
What issues have you been highlighting in your campaign?
Well, I think the one main thing has been how do we, again, bring our community back together and handle face the problems that we're faced with. And it does not matter if you're Republican or Democrat. We must work together as one. So that would be the first thing that I would put out is how do we work together as one, regardless of affiliations. Also, that everyone should have a voice and be transparent. And I've talked about de-escalation training and why I feel that is so important. And the fact that de-escalation training does work. There are some out there would tell you that, you know, they want to compare Chicago to Buncombe County, and I would only tell you that a lot of those numbers that they're, you know, quoting are, you know, some of the homicides. So de-escalation training probably was not tested at that point or used. You know, when you respond to a call, you respond and you show up. If there's someone deceased, you're not trying to de-escalate someone that's already deceased. So I just think the de-escalation training does work, and I base that on my time, my training, my experience, that it does work.
What do you hope to accomplish if you're elected?
Well, I think, again, it starts, again, is how do we work together as a community? It speaks to how do we engage the community and have the community engage us. And it speaks to, again, ensuring that we treat all people with dignity and respect, regardless of their sexual orientation, regardless of their race, creed, and their gender. It's just a matter of us always treating each other with respect. And I think the community has to treat law enforcement with respect. Some would tell you that some of the challenges we face is how do we work together now as a community. And so I think that's some of the challenges is how do we now get out of this idea of it's us versus them, to a community of we.
So to get into some more specific issues, we spoke about this back in the spring, but we wanted to check in again. Just to remind our listeners, the 287G program authorizes ICE to enter into agreements with state and local law enforcement agencies, permitting designated officers to perform immigration law enforcement functions. This has led to ICE agents detaining community members in Henderson County and other counties in North Carolina. So our question is, will you support 287G in Buncombe County? Why or why not?
Well, let me be absolutely clear. I've said before and I will say again that I will not sign the 287G agreement. Some of my opponents have stated that it's because of the money, because it becomes such a crisis to the community or to the county. I've taken a somewhat of a different approach, is that, you know, I'm asking, you know, with the 287G, we're now incarcerating and taking people in detention or taking custody of them without legal representation. You know, from a community standpoint or a citizen standpoint, that's one of our rights, to have legal representation. I think we're taking that from, you know, from folks. The second thing is we're taking people and we don't know, and a lot of times we don't know where they're taking them to. So I've said before and I'll say again that I just cannot support that 287G. And some will tell you that, you know, they don't have rights. But I will tell you that they're here in our country. They're working in our country. In some cases, they're working illegal. I think we should develop a process that they have an opportunity to become legal, you know, residents. And then in order for us to do that, I think we have to take an honest look at what we're doing as far as treating each other with the same dignity and respect. And it doesn't matter, you know, again, about our race or color or anything. We still should treat people with dignity and respect. And I also think that begins with law enforcement. We have to treat them with dignity and respect, the people we serve, and the people we serve have to treat us the same.
Do you support the construction of the new Buncombe County Jail?
Well, I've been on record to say that we cannot arrest our way out of this opiates crisis. I am pro diversionary programs that will enable us to seek other options other than incarcerating people. And when we say incarceration of people, we understand that a lot of people are incarcerated now only because they cannot afford to get out. They cannot pay their fines. And I think the detention facility should be for that criminal element that's committed serious crimes. Not to say that we're going to be soft on crime, but it's also we need to find other options to handle these issues about the jail. I don't know if you know or not, but currently there's like 604 beds, and there's normally 580 or 590 that are occupied. So some will tell you that we don't have any options but to, in fact, build another detention facility. But as of, I believe it was yesterday, the county received, I think it's $1.7 million grant. So that's, again, that's part of that is how do we lower the numbers? How do we come up with other options to where we do not have to build another detention facility? And I would be supportive of that.
What other updates do you have for our listeners about your campaign since we spoke this spring?
Yes, for sure. I just want to remind everyone to do their, I call it homework, do their, take time out to do research on the candidates. And when they do that, I think they'll find out that when it comes to training and experience, I've been telling everyone the numbers are 36 to zero. That's 36 years I have of training and experience to my competitor, zero. And for me, we want to talk about everything except for that. And again, I've been asking people a simple question, and that question is this: if you would happen to have surgery, or your child had to have surgery, who would you call? Would you call a surgeon, or would you call a plumber?
Is there anything else that you'd like people to know before you go today?
Just remember, do your research. Early voting has already started. And again, the numbers is 36 to zero. And just do your research. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. It's about who's best suited, who has the experience and training to do this job. For some reason, if you contact the law enforcement, you're not wondering if you have a Republican or a Democrat showing up. You want law enforcement to show up. And you want the most trained person be in charge of that agency. That's me. And a vote for me is a vote for the community of we. Thank you.
If people would like to learn more about you and your platform, where can they look?
Yes, they could go to, it's QuentinForBunkum.org, QuentinForBunkum.org. In addition to that, our email is QM4Sheriff@gmail.com.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.